Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. Latest update, the 10 a.m. Central time update on Hurricane Ida. Still remaining incredibly dangerous, life-threatening situation. Catastrophic event underway. 150 mile per hour winds remain in the center portion of that eye wall. Hurricane hunters out there getting us the latest information with that. Northwest movement. Still at 13 miles an hour right now. So we're seeing a slight slowdown, but we expect that motion continue with time, but devastating impacts on the way. Let's start off with the radar here. Some of the highest winds we can expect right around that center. Something interesting to look at. You got the eye wall here, but you also have the secondary eye wall. So a lot of times when that happens, you'll start seeing probably the intensification is probably done, but you could spread out those winds. So we got to watch that as we make landfall. Some of that wind can spread out with time. So that's key when we start looking at these wind radii. So anywhere in here, Burris, I think we've got some new information here. Some of those readings getting up to over 100 miles an hour. Some of those are elevated stations, but that just gives you an idea how much wind is on the way. Look at these rain bands. It's not just around the center. I mean, look at these that have gone through Hattiesburg, Macomb, Columbia in Mississippi, right up I-49 there, and Dauphin Island. Look at these rain bands. Any one of these can produce tornadoes at any given time. So that's one of the threats associated with this system. I did want to make sure to jump over here to this graphic to show you the latest forecast that we have just issued a little while ago. Not much change, just noticing getting closer and closer to the coast, as we saw on the radar 10 a.m. update right there. With time making landfall this afternoon, but let's focus on this. I think this is important. These are the tropical storm force winds stretching out from the center well over 100 miles, 120, 130 miles. So just a huge area of tropical storm force winds. But also about 50 miles around the center here are your hurricane force winds. So if you take that and roll that along with our forecast, you could just see the expanse of those hurricane force winds stretching into areas where we have that hurricane warning. So it's the metro New Orleans area. Okay, you're thinking about Jefferson Parish, talking about St. Charles Parish up to the North Shore, St. Tammany Parish, any one of these areas around Lake Pontchartrain and Maurepas could see a hurricane force winds, but Port Fouchon, Grand Isle, taking the brunt, the actual brunt of this storm. And you can actually see some of that here with this extreme wind warning, these areas taking the highest winds, Leeville, Galliano, Barataria. It's important to name these places, Houma, Dulac, Cocodrie. Any one of these areas could see the extreme wind, the center portion of it. But it's not just that. Even well outside of that, anywhere in that hurricane warning, Metro New Orleans, you can see that. Jefferson Parish, those winds, those hurricane force winds could get into Orleans Parish and you could get gusts 100 miles an hour. So it's not just a sustained, you can get those damaging gusts. So trees down, large area power outages, even up to Baton Rouge, you can see some of that danger there. So I'm going to rush through the rest of it here. Water's coming up. You start seeing Pilot Town, New Canal Station. You already see the water coming up. Some inundation at these locations. Shell Beach, Bay Waveland Yacht Club, any one of these areas already seeing some inundation. There's a storm surge, significant dangerous storm surge right there, and lots of rainfall. So be safe, be in a safe place, and we'll keep you updated from right here at the National Hurricane Center.